Reading passage. Back in 1819, a party of British Army officers on a tiger hunt in the forest of Western Deccan suddenly spotted their prey on the far side of a loop in the Wagara River. High up on the horseshoe-shaped cliff, they saw the tiger silhouetted against the carved facade of a cave. Hewn painstakingly as monsoon retreats for Buddhist monks, the cave complex, located 100 kilometers from Aurangabad in the state of Maharashtra, was continuously lived in from 200 BC to about 650 AD. There are 30 caves on the site, including some unfinished ones. Of the Ajanta caves, 5 are prayer halls and the rest are monasteries. The sculptures and paintings detail the Buddha's life as well as the lives of the Buddha in his previous births, as related in the allegorical Jataka tales. There is also a sort of illuminated history of the times, with court scenes, street scenes, cameos of domestic life, even animal and bird studies, coming alive on these unlit walls. The ancient artists of Ajanta covered the rough walls with a layer of mud and cow dung mixed with straw or animal hair as a binding medium. This layer was an inch or an inch and a half thick, and, when dry, was smoothed over with a layer of sieved gypsum or lime plaster. It was upon this that the painters created their worlds of color. The paintings are often mistakenly referred to as frescoes. A fresco refers to the application of colors to moist lime plaster. At Ajanta, the paintings were done on dry walls. The most amazing fact about the paintings is that they were done in extremely poor light. Only very diffused rays of sunlight ever penetrate the caves, making it difficult to even make out the murals, let alone paint them. Various theories have been advanced about how they were completed, ranging from the use of oil lamps to the use of mirrors to reflect and magnify what little natural light there was. According to an ingenious theory, the depressions in the floor of the main chambers, a feature of all caves, were filled with water, which caught and reflected the few rays that did reach into the darkness. However, it seems unlikely that any of these methods could have generated enough light for the minute and detailed work that adorns the Ajanta walls.